We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Well, good afternoon. It's WTIC. Kind of amazing, but still it happens all the time with Governor Ned. Nobody's surprised that he does slimy things. Nobody is surprised that he considers himself outside of the realm that the law controls. He just lives in another orbit. All right, listen to this. This is just fun stuff having to do with the protests that are going on. A woman, an activist, was going after, this is audio of an activist going after Alec Baldwin as he was going into a fancy restaurant. She was trying to drum up Alec Baldwin's support. She wanted him to join the pro-Palestinian movement.
Just say free Palestine one time.
Just say free Palestine one time. Alec, come on, Alec.
Just say free Palestine one time. One time. Alec, can you please say free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time?
Then she switches over to the movie shooting. Why did you kill that lady? You get no jail time.
No jail time, Alec. Sorry. No jail time, Alec. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. One time.
So he eventually takes her and shoves her out of the restaurant, out the front door.
One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a criminal. Come on, Alec. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. Just one time. Please. And I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine. Israel. Zionism. Please say it. One time.
Do you hear the little thing at the end there? Can you do me one quick favor and then the crunch of the phone?
One time.
I don't have much sympathy for Alec Baldwin, but I don't envy the famous people having to deal with that kind of stuff. Guilty or not, that's tough stuff. She's trying to go out to eat. Come on, man. We're going to the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Mark is off. Ian is there.
It's Todd Feinberg. It's Todd Feinberg. Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 on WTIC. News Talk 1080.
All right, it's WTIC. Yes, Todd with you. Wednesday, yes. Margaret on the line from Harwinton. Yes, Margaret, how you doing?
Hi, Todd. You know, Ted Lamont has not just clear-cut trees. He's destroyed an entire biodiversity. How many species, where they live has he destroyed? Just so he can sit on his veranda with a glass of wine and survey his realm?
Yeah, it's quite remarkable, the arrogance of people who are born filthy rich like Ned, isn't it?
Oh, it's the greed and the indifference to anything except themselves.
And the best part is, he's the darling of a political party that claims to care about such things.
Well, you know, he knew that land was protected when he bought it or when he moved there. What on earth makes him think that he can just wreak havoc and destruction. So
I think his life experience teaches him that.
Well, as I said, it's not just trees he's destroyed. It's all the living areas of all the species that live there.
You hear that line about the thousands of shrubs? Not just the trees, but thousands of shrubs across 1,200 feet on several acres of land.
Of course. Just think about the butterflies. Think about the birds. Think about the frogs, the tadpoles, the animals, the mammals. You know, it's unbelievable. Just absolutely unbelievable, Todd. Anyway, thanks for listening, Todd.
Thank you for that reaction, Margaret. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. They are remarkable. There is something about the arrogance of power. And this is something everybody can get behind. That what you want is humility from people who have power. And what bothers me is that Ned was a slime ball from the first moment. You could, I don't mean the first moment, like when he ran for, what did he run for, selectman first? Is that what he was? Was he once a selectman, or am I mixing him up with somebody else? But from the governor's thing, because I was like, I started 7 years ago, and he's been in, he's been the governor for 6 years and a few months, right? I think that's right. And he's always been a slime ball. From the time people liked that Chevy ad. You remember the Chevy ad? I think it was a Chevy. Wasn't it? He was driving around and he was patting the, I believe he was patting the dashboard, talking about how this car would be fine for him. And he doesn't need any state police driver. He can drive himself around. Thank you very much. Isn't that what it was like? Does anyone remember the ad? I've got to have it here somewhere. Does anyone remember the Chevy ad? Because I think that's what it was. I do. Let me see if I've got it. I've just got too many computers because I've saved so many files. So I have to do a major search. Oh, yeah. It could be under ads for Ned. Ned ad COVID, Ned ad 1. Maybe this is it. Let's just see. I really want to find this ad.
For years, politicians couldn't get it done. Balance the budget without raising taxes. As a businessman, I knew we could prove them wrong. We turned a massive budget deficit into a $3 billion surplus while investing in schools, healthcare, and public safety. And now we're cutting your car tax and gas tax. A balanced budget, lower taxes. Our state is strong and getting stronger. I'm Ned Lamont, and I approve this message.
Oh, that was his re-election ad, I guess. It's fun to hear the ads, though, because it's all based on lies. You know, everything in our public discourse is based on lies. So there's a story about that you've probably heard about, because Hartford had a ton of positions cut. And there's a news story from a couple days ago. School districts across Connecticut likely to cut jobs, programs in coming months as money runs out. You know, it's supposed to be, the state is supposed to be rocking and rolling, right? With all that money. And by the way, that ad is a lie that I just played, because it's suggesting that somehow Ned managed the state in some way that turned it around, as opposed to just taking money from Washington, $6 billion that bailed the state out during COVID and made everything wonderful. 860-522-9842. Jack's calling from Basra. Hello, Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
I'm pretty sure that down in that area, Greenwich, New York state line, it's native to the bighorned snail. Now, if he destroy the habitat for that, he's in big trouble.
What is how do you spell that? B-I-H-O-R-N?
Yeah, bighorn snail.
Bighorn snail. I'm not big on this environmental stuff, so this is good information.
Neither am I, but I believe that to be true. So check that out, or have that reporter there down there.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to investigate snails right now. Anything else, Jack?
That's it today.
All right, I will call the snail police and have them get on this, because that could cause a whole nother investigation. There is a bighorn snail. Bighorn. Let's see if it's the bighorn. Great ramshorn snail. There's a lot of different snails. I only know the escargot perspective on things. The ramshorn. There's a lot of ramshorns. Let's see snails, Connecticut snails. And let's see what we come up with. I really want to bust them on this stuff. Snails and slugs of New England. Well, Ned is one of the slugs of New England. We've got that one down. What is a slug? Slugs are the things that crawl on your body and dig into you to suck the blood out of you. Is that? That sounds like Ned, doesn't it? I think it does. Slugs and snails are soft-bodied, legless members of the mollusk phylum that are common throughout the state and are often serious pests in ornamental and vegetable gardens. All right, that might have been some of the war. That might have been what they were up to. Tom's in Canton. Hi, Tom.
Hey, you know, snail research is slow but ongoing. That's all I got.
Slow but ongoing, says Tom. I don't know. We'll need an expert to call in on that. It's just remarkable. So if you're just stepping into this space here, the governor and a couple of neighbors hired a crew to come in and knock down trees without permission, wetland trees. Dozens of trees. How many? 180? 40 foot tall, upwards of, including maple trees. And Ned's claiming he knows nothing. Well, no, he didn't say he knows nothing about it. He said it's a problem between an association and a neighbor. Well, no, actually, it's a problem between the town, which accuses Ned of having, from what they can gather, he's the one who hired the vendor to come in and knock down these trees without a permit, wetlands, illegal. And he's been cited. Ned has been cited with his neighbors. Bill's in Torrington next. Just getting out of the car, Bill?
Or hey, into yeah, it? Yeah. I just got home. Hey. Anyways, I found that first ad of Ned Lamont. It was his first one of his first campaign ads. That's what
yes.
I looked up. And it was a Facebook. I don't know if you found it or not. But.
Oh, I didn't yet, because I know I have it saved here somewhere. So you searched on Facebook.
Not Facebook. I just went on my phone.
Okay.
And I looked, Ned Lamont, governor of Connecticut, first campaign ad.
Okay.
And I found it. It was like one of, it came up, it was on Facebook.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Wherever it is. I just want to get a fresh copy of it. You don't have it right there. You could play for us over the phone, huh?
I don't know how. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you wouldn't be able to because you're talking to us on the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, thank you for trying.
Okay, look it up.
Hopefully I'm going to, yeah. As soon as I get all to right. a break, I will find it and dub it, and we'll get it
going. I listen to you all the time, man. I love your show.
Bill, thank you. I love you back, and please call often and early and stuff like that. Sean in New Britain. Hello, Sean.
Hey, I love your show, of course, as well. The epitome of hypocrisy, Mr. Lamont, our governor, who so many people voted for, what a nice, charitable dude, who, you know, Mr., you know, our climate change and we're going to protect everything. Was it George Washington who cut down one cherry tree was historic?
And that was a myth. What was historic was that he said he couldn't, the story was he said he couldn't tell a lie. Ned has never claimed such a thing. And
right.
nor would anyone take right. such
oh,
a claim
you,
seriously.
You have more wit than I do. That's where I was going. But yeah, the epitome of hypocrisy. It must be very nice to be a Dem and be of them because they are who they are. But my father, the Honorable William J. McNamara, the mayor of New Britain, Connecticut, for
really?
Six consecutive terms.
Yeah, he was like a huge dude.
Yep, big time. He put in 72. He changed. He inherited the city in 1977 when I was 11, and the city was in shambles. And in 4 years, Ronald Reagan was on Main Street. I grew up in a political family with, like, at our supper table were Senator Nancy Johnson, Governor Ella Grasso, people. We even had Al Gore.
Who was, of all those influential people you knew because you grew up in a political...
Ella Grasso.
Ella was the most impressive?
Oh, Ella was... she was a lovely, absolutely a wonderful person who... She can explain things to the people that don't understand politics.
Mm-hmm.
She would be able to explain politics to children. And there's a lot of people who are, as Rush Limbaugh would say, I'm coming up with a word. Those of you who are, I forget the name, I'll come back up with it.
Okay.
But Ella Grasso, I wanted to be like her.
Because what was it that was impactful as you knew her one-on-one? Was it her sincerity? Was she interested in people and what they thought?
I think what she wanted to get across is that she governs the people who say what they say to her.
Mm-hmm.
So she will take the bid on the people's thoughts, and then she'll come to a conclusion. And sometimes she would say, like, we were all little children. There's five of us, five kids in the McNamara family. And she would say, it's not what one person says to you that should be stuck in your mind. It's what if a lot of people say, we should go and take this path. We live next to a bunch of woods across from Interstate 84, which we would run across.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not who's leading the pack. And it's not who's saying the most. It's who is following direction of the people that are behind you. And she always said, it's the people behind you that matter. Not that you're leading. You can be the front person in front, but it's the people that behind you you need to listen to. So she was very, very impactful in that sense. As children, she talked to us like adults, but with, Rush Limbaugh, Rhea Linda, for those of you who are in Rhea Linda. Right. So she explained it to us. By the time I was maybe 11, my sisters were like four and five years old. So she just explained it. Like, I mean, she was a lovely person. So when you have Lamont here, the epitome of hypocrisy, pardon my repetitiveness. I mean, I'm looking at one of his websites. I don't even want to read it because I'm sure you've already done. But the epitome of hypocrisy. Yeah, I mean, come on, Ed. You could do better than that. That's
Sean,
all I have. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've just got a few seconds left. Did you have something else you wanted to say?
Oh, no, that's all I have at this moment. But I do love your show, and I thank you kindly. When I came home from work today, got out of my car, hard day's work, working in Foxwoods. That's a good hour drive. I was listening to your radio station. I came upstairs. I didn't even wash my hands. I had to jump on the computer because I forget the number and I don't have a radio up here. So I had to call you right away. But the epitome of hypocrisy.
All right, Sean, you have to save the number on the phone. You can't have to.
Yes,
it's not appropriate to have to do an internet search.
I'm an old guy. I have a flip phone, so it's hard for me to. I'll put it in there, though.
You know, if you got some.
I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, all the best. Thank you.
Great to hear from you. You know, if you've got kids in the family or neighbors, have them program it in for you. 860-522-9842. Okay, BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. What the heck is going on in the roads?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Ian knows.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, it's WTIC 860-522-9842. It's kind of fun because Jolly Ned is back in the news. And when he's in the news, it's because something bad has happened and been linked to him. Happens time and again. It does. It happens so often. So he's... wait a sec. Here's the Chevy campaign ad before we go to Mike. This is the maiden ad 6 years ago. Ned launching his first run for governor.
So I turned 64 this year. Kind of liberating, actually. I'm not running for governor as a stepping stone. Not thinking about re-election. I'm not going to take a salary. And I don't need a government car. This one's going to do just fine. Middle class has taken a hit for years. Maybe it's time for your governor to give back as well. I am going to be totally open about what we're doing. And honestly, I can't turn around the state in year one, but you're sure as heck going to know where we're going. I'm Ned Lamont, and I approve this message.
I guess that's the biggest fib in the whole thing.
I am going to be totally open about what we're doing. And
this guy has no interest in opening anything except maybe a private room at a fancy restaurant. Mike in Plainville. Hey, Mike.
What did our POS governor do this time? Did he have the permits before he had the work done?
Hasn't gotten the permits yet. The work is complete.
He hasn't gotten them yet.
No.
Well,
because they're only wetlands. You know, it's not like they have a lot of concerns about them. You know,
just put it all together with the border crisis and the corruption and everything else. Just mix it up all together and just, I don't know. This guy's
there
a
you
piece
go.
Of work.
He is a
I
piece
think
of work.
He, he's despicable.
He is.
If I ever saw him coming my way, I'd have to walk in the opposite direction.
No, you would walk up right up and shake his hand and say, boy, you are the biggest phony I've ever met.
I wouldn't shake his hand. I wouldn't. He wouldn't care. You know, he'd put that stupid smile on his face like Malloy used to. I shook Malloy's hands. I can't wash my hands enough times now.
Dan Malloy. Dan Malloy was open about being contemptible, though. Ned hides it, and that's problematic.
I am going to be totally open about what we're doing, and honestly, I can't turn around the state in year one, but you're sure as heck going to know where we're going.
We're sure as heck going to know where we're going with Jolly Ned. Where are we going? Oh, yes, I guess he's right. We do know exactly where we're going. No, we're good. 860-522-9842. How about a little traffic update? We'll go to Ian Stark now.
Listen to the Todd Feinberg Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Todd Feinberg today.
We've got I don't know why I booked this guy, except it just sounded intriguing. His name is Sid Roth, and you need to reach out to him for us there, if you would. Rolando's. He's an Israeli-American Jew and the owner of Middle Eastern Broadcasting. There was something about his bio I found intriguing, and I thought we might get some insights about Israel. So we're going to have him on. 860-522-9842. So that was great, wasn't it? Hearing Ned again? I love hearing his old ads because there's something likable that he manages to inject into his tone. What is this? No, that's not it. That's the Chevy ad. Okay, because I pulled a couple other ads. Let me just see. He's just funny. You know, you can, now that we know him, you can really hear the con man. in his voice.
Our tax system is a mess. Most years, my small cable company paid more to Connecticut than General Electric. And the middle class is getting slammed. First thing I want to do, make for a fairer tax code in our state. Get those big out-of-state truckers who ruin our roads and bridges to contribute more to fixing them.
Do you think he's made things fairer for the middle class? Do you think he's helped the middle class? 860-522-9842. All right, Sid Roth joins us now, the guy I was just telling you about. Now, Sid, I don't really know why I'm having you on, but your bio intrigued me, and I thought people should have a chance to hear what you what your perspective is on world events and such. Is that good?
That sounds good, but you know, we have a word that you may understand, besheret. Are you familiar with it?
No.
It's Hebrew-Yiddish word,
okay.
And it means it's meant to be. Let's leave it at that.
Oh, you being on?
Yeah.
Divine intervention.
That's what I'm saying.
I like it.
Well, I'll tell you something, though. October 7th, I see as a major line of demarcation
between
the future of America. And what happened at October 7th was the worst thing to happen to Jewish people since the Holocaust in Israel, the big Hamas attack, something like, I don't know, 1,200 civilian citizens were killed or butchered or
But you
or
see,
raped.
I don't like that expression because there's been nothing, including October 7th, that has gotten even into the neighborhood of the Holocaust. So by saying it's the biggest event since the Holocaust is just saying things have been good since the Holocaust, isn't it?
No, I'm not saying that. And when, look, if one person dies, it's not good. I'm not saying
October 7th was good. It was horrific. But compared to the Holocaust, it was a little blip, wasn't it?
Well, I agree with that statement, and I wasn't implying it.
Okay. I'm just so what's your thing? You own something. You own
a line of demarcation that has occurred since that
since
point.
October. And now, what is the difference between then and now? What's new?
What is new is what's happening on the college universities in America, and spreading rapidly. I don't know about you, but I went to college in the United States, and it's almost hard to believe that the president of a major university, of major universities, is even allowing. Now, protest, yes, but violence, no. And right now, Jewish people at Columbia, Yale, and a number of other universities are fearful, even coming on campus, fearful to even complete their program for their semester or their degree of what's going on right now. And who would have thought this was going to happen?
All right, but Sid, let me ask you a question,
go ahead.
Please, because sure. what this does for me is confirm, as somebody who studies government and power on a full-time basis trying to figure out what they're up to, it confirms everybody's number one premise, I think, which is that when it comes to money and power, that's for people who have it, that's all that matters. And they have no principles, and they have nothing other than the pursuit of money and power that guides their daily pursuits. And isn't that what we see from even universities who owe so much to the brain power that came to America as a result of the Holocaust? All those professors who got run out of Germany and came and gave us the greatest higher ed system in the world, and all the money that's been made by Jews with their ingenuity and their hard work and devotion to education, and that has funneled into American universities, at the first inkling of trouble, the powerful turned and ran.
But the issue is two things. Number one, why is this going on? And number two, how can it stop? I have, you asked my opinion. I'm going to give you my opinion.
Please.
My opinion is that America is getting very close to not your typical college riots that we've had for many times in many generations.
You think this could explode? This moment could explode.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about. Mm-hmm. And I also happen to be an ardent believer in the Tanakh, the Torah, and the Torah says God will bless those who bless the Jewish people and curse those who curse them. Does that mean that Jewish people are better than non-Jews? Absolutely not. People are people. But God is entitled to his view, and God says he will do that.
Well, that view is one of protection, not preference, right? It's saying, yeah. Is that how you can interpret it?
That is true, but it's more than that. What I mean by more than that is God says about the Jewish people, you are my, in Torah, you are my witnesses. And a Jewish person can raise their fist in the air and say, I'm an ardent atheist, and they still are one of the greatest witnesses in the world that God is real and the Torah and the scriptures are real. Why do I say that? Because the scriptures say as long as there's a sun and moon and stars, there will be a physical Jew on the face of this earth. And if any group of people had the ability to be extinct, it's us Jewish people.
Let's get back to the politics of what's happening on the ground at American universities. Mm-hmm. Why is that happening in your eyes, and what can turn it around?
The reason that it's happening right now is because everyone, humans, historically need a scapegoat. And the scapegoat historically has been the Jew, because the Jew has worked hard in whatever country they've gone to. Not all. I'm generalizing, of course. And many have been successful. But anti-Semitism goes way back. I mean, Hitler didn't invent anti-Semitism.
No, but what makes this anti-Semitism, as opposed to that you have this new source of power in America? You have these new inhabitants, new residents who are gaining political mm-hmm. power. Jews have had a huge amount of political power in this country over the last 70 years, and has led to a wonderful period of productivity for Jews, but also for America as a result, and in part as a result. And it's now, there's now a crack in the hold over that level of influence that Jews have had historically over the past 70 years. And you've got new groups in here that are all charged up by a lot of nonsense they see on social media. Young people have become really stupid about what's going on in the world. And maybe they always were, but they live in this bubble of social media. And they get all this crap about race and about the browner you are, the better you are, and white people are bad, and white people who hold power are bad, and Israel is bad because it's white and rich and has a powerful military, so they're the oppressors, and the Palestinians are the oppressed. And there's all this garbage going on. But the part that I think is distinctive is that Jews have had such a big part in American universities and their success and have so much influence on campus, but still the people who run those campuses are turning and running rather than standing up for their friends.
Well, you hit the bullseye when you said a lot of this. Look, politics, it's money. It's not an ideology. A lot of it is money. But you see, I believe in the invisible world as well as the visible world.
You're talking the supernatural world.
Yeah, because that's what I do for a living. I investigate the supernatural. And I can tell you, I've investigated both sides of the supernatural, and that may be why you invited me on.
You on because I saw that and you sounded interesting, but also because I heard yesterday that Bob Kraft was threatening Columbia mm-hmm. that he was going to pull all his money. And I thought,
I think he did it already.
And I thought, why isn't that happening? Why aren't there hundreds of wealthy Jews who've given tons of money to these campuses doing the same thing. Why are Jews not out front on this issue?
Well, first of all, we don't know that they're not. They just are.
Well, they should be doing it publicly, though, like Bob Kraft is.
Well, he's a public figure. There are many Jews that aren't public figures.
Yeah, but you remember when what was it, the University of...
If I was a mega millionaire and I went to one of these universities and I was giving money to that university, I'd pull it in a second, but I wouldn't make a big issue out of it. I'd just pull it.
Well, I would make a big issue out of it. I would do like Bob Kraft. And there's a lot of wealth. What was that big one? You know, those pathetic presidents of a few major universities were in front of Congress a couple months ago, and they totally... went to the bathroom all over themselves rather than to speak an honest word about anything. They showed themselves to be liars and slimy political figures as opposed to leaders of significant institutions in America. And they were an embarrassment. And one of the, I think it was the University of something in Philadelphia, in Pittsburgh or in Pennsylvania, they pulled like $25 million donation or something like that. That was... That had a big impact. Bob Kraft will have a big impact. Jews should be standing up and making noise, don't you think?
If they're public figures, they should, because that people pay attention to public figures. Look, I would make a lot of noise, but I think there's something going on. And I'd like to go back to that where I just started. There's something, we're almost like marionettes on a string, and things are pulling on that string.
This is the supernatural you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm a specialist in the supernatural of the dark side. I'm a specialist in the supernatural of
the
God side. And what I know is that if someone... I'm going to tell you something that most people would not tell you. As a Jew, I've been candid with you. I was bar mitzvah. I come from a traditional Jewish background. But when I became an adult, it didn't mean much to me. If you said, is there a God? I'd say, I think so. I don't know. Is the Bible from God? I think so. But it probably isn't. It's probably by wise men.
Sid Roth is our guest. We only have 90 seconds, so hone in on a powerful point for us, okay?
Okay. My powerful point is that as I study the Torah, I find out there is only one way a human can get rid of the junk they've picked up over a lifetime, and that's follow the Messiah. And the Messiah, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 53, would be rejected by the majority of the Jewish people. The Gentiles would follow him, and he would be pierced, and he would die for the sins of humanity. This is according to the Tanakh, the Jewish scriptures. I believe in one God for all people. His name forever, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. One Messiah for all people, the Jew, Jesus.
Well, thank you, sir, for being here. Sid Roth, how do people, do you have a website or somewhere for people to go and learn more about you?
Yeah, just Google me, Sid Roth. You'll see a website, you'll see everything.
All right, check out Sid Roth. If you put the word supernatural there, that might help get rid of the other Sid Roths. But you are pretty easy to find on Google.
I think they'll find me if they just Google my name. Hey, you've been a gracious host. Thank you.
Well, you've been a wonderful guest, and I didn't know what I was going to get, but it turned out nicely.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So maybe, as you say, it was ordained. Thank you, sir, for being with us, Sid Roth. Check them out. 860-522-9842. Can you believe it? We're up against the 5 o'clock hour already, which means we've got rants, we're going to talk, take phone calls, and we've got a guest coming up at the 540 point. And right now we're going to check the ride home for you with Ian Stark.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.